A Practical Guide to Market Research by Paul Haig. Chapter 5, Introduction to Qualitative Research. In this chapter you will learn about the following: qualitative research techniques, and in particular focus groups, depth interviews and observation. How to use qualitative tools for exploring and evaluating concepts and ideas. The advantages and disadvantages of the different qualitative research tools. And the role of the moderator in qualitative research and the techniques they use to get people to open up. The qualitative research techniques. Qualitative research is used to find out about people's attitudes and feelings. It explores how people feel about themselves and about the products and services they use. Finding out about people's thoughts and feelings through qualitative research is often important in the exploratory stages of a new research project. These research findings can provide a starting point when little or no previous research has been done on a subject. Qualitative research can also provide background, for example, interviewing experts in an industry or business area, to get insight into a problem. If some conclusive findings are also needed, it would be necessary to then carry out a second phase of research to collect quantitative data. Qualitative research is only widely used where small segments of the population, or groups of people who have a common characteristic, are of specific interest to a researcher. Here is a list of some of the main reasons for carrying out qualitative research. To evaluate a market, product, or consumer where no information exists. To identify and explore concepts. To take researchers rapidly up the learning curve when they know very little about a group of consumers. To identify behaviour patterns, beliefs, attitudes, opinions, and motives. To establish priorities amongst categories of behaviour, beliefs, opinions, and attitudes. To identify problems in depth and develop models for further research. To put flesh on the bones of points arising from a pilot or major survey. To provide verbatim comments and anecdotes from participants, so that the research findings can be brought alive for the client. To test how a questionnaire works by going through question by question, asking about routing, signposting, understanding, and ambiguity. Where direct questioning will not give us personal or hidden details about respondents. Market research executives are wholly involved in the process of qualitative research. They carry out the data collection and they do the analysis and interpretation. They have a feel for the subject that others cannot have because they have got the information firsthand. The main techniques that are used in qualitative research are focus groups, depth discussions, and observation. Focus groups. A focus group is made up of a small number of carefully selected people who are recruited to discuss a subject based on the commonality of their experience. Focus groups have four key characteristics. They actively involve people. The people attending the group have an experience or interest in common. They provide in-depth qualitative data. Discussion is focused to help us understand what is going on. The people. Focus groups typically are made up of 6 to 10 people. The group needs to be small enough to allow everyone the opportunity to share insights, and yet large enough to provide group interaction and diversity of experience. Larger groups inhibit discussion as some respondents shy away from venturing opinions, while smaller groups may be limited in their pool of ideas. Commonality of experience and interest. Focus group participants have a degree of homogeneity, and this is important to the researcher. This similarity is the basis for recruitment, and indeed, specific requirements are usually necessary for attendance at the group. It is common for researchers and clients to jointly identify the key criteria that identify the individuals for focus group discussions. For example, a focus group examining people's attitudes to websites would almost certainly require them to have access to the internet and to use it fairly regularly. Depth of information. Focus groups deliver qualitative data that is rich in words and descriptions rather than numbers. The group provides the forum for discussion and the group moderator, the researcher guiding the group, uses their skills to get the discussions going, so fleshing out ideas, attitudes and experiences. The focus group is more than a group interview. The key is the interaction between the group members. The topic for discussion. The questions in a focus group are carefully designed to elicit the views of the respondents. A discussion guide is prepared prior to the group, and the group moderator uses this as their aide-mémoire of what must be covered. Careful design of the guide ensures a logical flow of conversation around the topic area and a clear focus for the discussion. The topic guide is reflective of how groups operate. Groups always start with an introduction from the moderator explaining the purpose of the meeting and what can be expected to happen. Then each participant is asked to introduce themselves and perhaps say a few words about their experience with the subject in hand. This serves to get people talking and feeling comfortable enough to develop